Hello everyone.
Hi.
Hey guys, hello.
Yeah, good to go.
Any words off the top about the match, Marco?
Obviously it feels like a loss for us because I felt we controlled the second half, created tons of chances, scored, and yeah, just one mistake there at the end, and we conceded on a set piece. That's been a bit of our issue this year. We conceded quite a bit on set pieces, so something we definitely have to address, but overall, very happy with the performance, especially from about 20 minutes into the first half on, and especially in the second half.
As you said, Marco, you controlled the second half of the match. Was there anything you said in particular in the locker room at the half that inspired that with the team?
We made a few adjustments. Just brought our midfield, our deepest holding midfield, a little bit closer to their number nine on goal kicks. So we did a bit of a better job anticipating where the ball was going to go off of their goal kicks and read the situation a little bit better. They gave us a few more numbers around the ball to win those second balls. And then our tempo offensively was outstanding, and I thought out of the back also we were very sharp in the second half, made good choices, starting with the keeper and with the back line, and then with the midfielders, wide players, everyone. So quite happy with the second half.
Just a question about Ali. Obviously in the Ottawa game she came on and got the assist for Kaylee, and then this game she was sub and got the what would have been the game winner. Do you have any thoughts on her as a player and we'll see more of her?
Ali's one of our best footballers, for sure. Technically outstanding, great IQ. She's still getting used to the North American game a little bit with the physicality and transitions. And once she gets used to that, we feel like she's going to be very impactful for us. But we like Ali quite a bit, and you saw today what she can do technically, both feet. It's a great goal.
Hello, Coach. Good to see you again. I saw during the match, Toronto had more chances in this one, clearly. There was one in the first half, which I think you over Hunter and Nutmegger Merker, and great chance there to get the pitch off. Do you think that also like played a major impact as to why you get all 3 points today, not finishing those chances, those quick cut chances?
For sure. I mean, we had enough chances, I felt, to score at least two goals, probably three, if you look at the quality of the chances in the first. And in the second, in the first half, we had two sitters that we missed. The keeper saved both of them. And in the second half, I don't know, we had at least five, six, seven. So definitely that was, you know, we can't blame, you know, one bad moment on a corner for the whole game. We had to score more goals.
Absolutely. And to follow up, both of you players, and Charlie, you can both answer this. You know, when you kind of see that late, just what's it feeling like, you know, overall in the locker room after, you know, a situation like that? As Coach has said at the top, it feels like a loss, right? It's just 2 points lost rather than a point games.
I would say, you know, it's very disappointing. You know, especially when I feel like, especially in the second half, we worked really hard to get that goal and get the result that we wanted, but like at the end of the day, like Coach Marco said, it's the details, and we need to make sure we stay locked in until the very last second, and unfortunately we didn't. So obviously everyone's going to be very disappointed because we really wanted that for sure.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think as a team we hold ourselves to a higher standard, and we just can't let that happen. And I think as you saw throughout the game, like we clearly were the better team, so again, it's just really frustrating because we should have got a win for us, ourselves, our mothers, and all the fans.
Marco, just a very quick one for you. We saw Esther sort of come off second half, a little bit of a knock, just making sure that she's okay.
Yeah, as far as I know, she's fine.
And for Nikki, just maybe questions for both of you on Ali's goal. Obviously, you're sort of right there to see it happen. You're on the bench. Just maybe reactions on the field and on the bench in terms of seeing that goal go in.
I'm just so happy for her. I always call her the Japanese Messi. She deserves it 100%, and I see more from her just like that.
Yeah, I mean, the goal just didn't look real in that moment. It was just so perfectly well placed. But like, I expect nothing less from Ali. Like, she's just so smart and very technical, and I was directly right behind her when she did, and I just came up behind her and I just grabbed her. And I was so happy for her.
You were behind her and I was in front of her. I was like, oh my God. It was such a good
moment. No, it was an exciting moment, especially when, you know, I would say that as a team, this was probably like one of our best like matches so far, and to see us like finally finish it, it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, this was the first time you had Sierra Cotillard, and who was from North Toronto. Of course, your organization is really close to. It looked like, was anything said that the players were sort of protecting her, that there were certainly less shots than Sophia had, and also the, losing a player for concussion only, what was it, only 2 days beforehand to make that sub and get ready, folks. We're gonna have a different goalie than usual.
C's a very confident person, very confident goalkeeper. I personally, obviously, we're all upset with what happened to Sophia, but we have all the confidence in C, and all the confidence in Noel for that matter as well. So whoever starts has our full confidence. Less shots, maybe she requested that, I don't know. Did she request less shots?
What happened?
The back line was on point.
Locked down deep.
It was all the back line, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think we allowed too many outside of the set pieces. They were dangerous, and that's something we definitely need to clean up.
Coach Marcus Shrena with CBC Sports. You had more short shots on target for this match, but didn't necessarily get a chance to capitalize on them. Is that something that you're looking to moving forward? Because right now on the table before this match, you're linked up with same with Calgary and Ottawa before their matches. Is there a sense of frustration right now?
Not really. It's very early. We look at performances as the kind of measuring stick, and not so much results this early. We're four games in out of 25. So my feeling is, as long as we continue to play the same way and we create this much with the players that we have, we will score 2, 3, 4 goals a game. Today it was definitely an issue not scoring. But for us, as long as we create this many, we'll be all right.
Just a quick follow up. Your moms, were they there in attendance today?
My mom was.
Was your mom?
Yeah.
Mine's in Vancouver.
Yeah. But she was watching.
She was watching. In spirit.
For Nikki and Kayla, great game today, tough way to end it. But I was wondering if you could maybe talk about the atmosphere here today. Second game at York here, first game at Mother, kind of felt like it was a proper first game here at York. Sun was shining, Mother's Day, almost, I think it looked like a sellout crowd. Can you talk about the atmosphere and the crowd and how they fueled you guys today?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like Toronto so far, we have the best crowd and the best atmosphere for sure. I definitely feel like they do have an impact on, you know, the energy they give, what makes us want to perform a lot better for sure. But like regardless of the atmosphere or where we're at, like we're going to try to bring 100% regardless and do the best we can. But it definitely does make it a lot more fun and enjoyable to play into when we have this crowd that we have that are supporting us.
Yeah, I agree with everything she said. The fans are great. The cheers, we hear them, the chants, the drums, everything. Just being able to look out and see like all the seats packed is like unreal.
Awesome. Just a follow-up. I get a rookie mistake. Forgot to introduce myself to you, Ray. Four weeks into the season, brand new league, brand new team, obviously. Everybody coming from all over the world, different leagues. What has been some maybe unique challenges for yourselves adjusting to something that's totally brand new?
I would say personally for me, it would definitely be like, I came from Europe, so like now it's a lot more like speed and strength and agility, so it's getting back into that mindset again for sure. Also learning to play with like new players that you never played before. But like we've been here for a few months now, and I feel like as a team we've gone so much closer, and we are very much learning how to connect with each other on and off the field. And I do feel like as the season keeps going on, we keep getting better and better and taking steps forward as a team, and naturally the result's going to come with it.
I would say for me, the intensity coming from college, like you play two games a week, like, you're not practicing as intense as we are day in and day out, so definitely the intensity is much higher. And in terms of the team, similar to what Kayla said, like, I would say, what I always say is, like, the first 2 weeks I feel like we gelled so quickly, and that's, like, a testament to how we play on the field. You can see the chemistry, and it continues to grow, and we're going to get better each game.
One final one for me is, it's going to be a similar question to the last one, but I asked the opposite numbers this as well. Where, and all three of you, by the way, feel free to answer this. What are some of the challenges that we're preparing to face that you've never faced before? Because obviously everyone's brand new, or no one knows, I guess CSL players you may have played with from other teams and whatnot, but playing against an opposition you've never played before, what are some of the biggest challenges with that? And sorry, yeah, two points, Coach, let me hear more specifically yourself.
Sure.
Maybe tactically, what's that like?
Sure. It was a lot harder for the first two games because we've never seen Montreal and Ottawa play. It's been much easier for Calgary and Vancouver now because we have some footage, we have some data on them. So in that way, it's relatively normal, I would say, to any other league. And outside of the opening two games, it's been relatively easy. I mean, every team has quality, but now that we see them, and especially now that we played everyone other than Halifax, it's going to be even easier.
Kayla, question for you. Obviously, we played Vancouver, you're from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Did that go through your mind during the game, any matchups that you're like, I know you, how'd that feel?
Not really. I mean, personally for me, like, whichever team we play against, like, I'm going to try to keep the same standard regardless. Obviously, like, it is my hometown, so, like, it would have been nice to get that win, but...
She wanted it.
Yeah, we all did. But like, regardless, no matter, like, which team it is, like, you know, collectively, we're all going to show out and do our best. So, like, no matter who it is, we're going to keep trying to get the results.
Awesome. And maybe for Marco and Kayla, Nikki, you're in clear of the match for this game. A second one for you of the season. Maybe you both can just talk about Nikki as a player, as a teammate, Kayla, and her work so far this season.
I mean, you see it every week with Nikki. I think I was giving you compliments last week too. Was it?
She's
was it?
Every week.
Okay, so I'll go again.
So
she was. I thought she was incredible on the ball today. Fought, won so many different battles, had some great choices on the ball, and when she got in possession, she, you know, she played out of position out wide for maybe half of the game too, because her and Shayna were alternating playing out wide. Made some amazing reads in the build-up, was outstanding. And then physically, I don't know how much she ran, I don't know what the data is, I guess we'll see, but Nikki's been outstanding, and we feel Nikki. Well, let's just say we hope the national team coaches are watching.
Make some speaking room for me. Let me go. Nikki's very, 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 very technical. Very good on the ball, very good on her feet. The way she's able to just read players and juke them and go around them is beyond me. But as well, playing with her on my right side too, like, she also shows, like, how versatile she is, because that's not her usual position. But the way she's able to adapt and just, you know, listen to what I'm saying to her and adjusting as it goes made it very easy for me to defend for sure.
Thank you. And this all wouldn't be possible without my team. They are amazing.
One last thing before we leave. Just obviously, happy Mother's Day. And I just want to thank everyone that came out so much. We really appreciate the support. And it definitely wouldn't be the same without the people that come to these games. So thank you again.
Last two questions.
Yeah. Coach, you seem to have two key players with you today. And much in the team, last game, and you seem like you absorb the pressure early, and then the team seemed to fall into its own. When these two players you have here, would you know when the team, because he seems to be where all the players are starting, and your other midfielder seem to be the one carrying the load. So would you be able to determine when you're really in trouble?
When we're in trouble?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we attacked well on the other side as well. to be fair, with Colby on the left side. So I thought it was pretty even in terms of where we created the chances from. I know Nicky had a lot of the ball in the second half on the right side, but I thought in the build-up we used both sides pretty well. But obviously both of them had really good games. That's why they're here.
Two quick ones for you, Coach. First half and second half are starkly different. But sort of for me in the first half, Vancouver had a lot of pressure, several corners, and I was telling you, I think last count like 4 or 5. But Hong at the back there, she was a rock. Can you talk about her performance a little bit? Because it was like challenge after challenge, she was winning.
I thought she struggled first 20 minutes of the game with those direct passes into Maria Lee, I believe her name is, that played as a 9 for Vancouver. I thought, yeah, the timing of contact wasn't right. Sometimes she allowed herself to get posted up. So once she figured that part out, I thought it was a much, much better performance. And then on the ball, I thought she made better reads as the game went on. I thought she had a really, really strong game in the second half.
And obviously very early into the season, besides winning the trophy at the end of the year, what does a successful season for FC Toronto in the first year look like? Again, besides winning the trophy, what do you want to see from the team?
Days like this, where we clearly see passion and we see how much people enjoy coming to the games, that's very important to us. So just galvanizing the community in that way and making sure that people are passionate about this team, that would be one. And then the second one is individual development, individual success. And for each player, it would be different, but it's hopefully more call-ups to the national teams. It's just progressing their careers. And so it's not just collective results, but it's also them going farther in their career.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.